3 tips to better manage your weight while you're stuck at home on quarantine. Be right back. Hey peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this quick and dirty little video here, we're going to give you some quick tips on how to manage your weight while you're stuck at home on lockdown or quarantine or whatever they want to call it, right? Of course, these tips will be useful once lockdown is over as well. Now, just so you know, I'm not a dietitian, a medical doctor, any of that kind of stuff whatsoever. So before doing any of these, make sure that you consult with your physician to see if it's right for you. These are just general tips, not pushing any specific diet, fasting, etc. Just easy stuff anybody can do. So let's dive in. All right, so tip number one, read your labels. I know, it sounds simple enough, right? But you would be surprised how many people say, I need to lose weight, but nothing works while drinking 20-ounce sodas all throughout the day, and of course, eating mass quantities of fast food. If you read labels, you'll notice that there might be 2.3 serving sizes in a 20-ounce drink. Reading labels shows how much sugar is in each serving as well. You would be surprised at what has sugar in it and how much. There are a lot of protein and granola bars, for example, that have almost as much sugar as a candy bar itself. It's crucial to watch every single serving size, the calories and sugar in each thing that you eat. If you eat a lot of processed food, sodium is another area to watch. You'll notice that some TV dinners have almost an entire day's supply of sodium in one meal. Reading your labels will help provide you with a wealth of information you may have been unaware of. So, tip number two. Portion control. This could be a video all to itself, right? So I'll break this one down into a few mini tips. First, you could use smaller dinner plates. Many of us were raised hearing the old adage, clean your plate. And like it or not, that affects us. So if you have a huge plate the size of, say, a hubcap or a hot tub, you're probably gonna try to clear it. You're gonna eat more. Switching to smaller plates, bowls, serving spoons, etc. can help you eat less. Once you have a smaller plate or a bowl, if you're not on any special diet, etc., try this rough portion guide using fractions. Simply put vegetables or salad on half your plate. A quarter of your plate should be high quality protein like meat, fish, eggs, beans, etc., stuff like that. And then the last quarter should be for complex carbs like whole grains or starchy vegetables. You can also have about half a tablespoon of high fat foods like cheese, oils, butter, things like that. And if you're eating out, ask for a takeout box or box half your meal before you even start eating it. This will get you two meals, but it will also make sure that you don't put away a ton of calories in one sitting. Drinking a glass or two of water before dinner can help you eat less during a meal as well. Drinking water instead of other drinks can cut down on the overall calories you're putting in your body. Just think about this, and I don't know, in the long term, right? Like long-term planning. Think about this as you would with savings or investing. If you cut out 100 calories per meal and you have three meals per day, that is 109,500 calories. It's estimated to lose 1 pound of fat that you need to burn around 3,500 calories. So still think about that soda, that sweet tea, the wine, or beer or dinner is no big deal. Well, as you see, it adds up. Another thing that you can do to lower your portions is to slow down when you're eating. Unless you're a competition eater, chances are you're not going to win anything by eating as fast as you can. Using small reusable containers or breaking snacks into serving sizes can help you too. If you sit down with a big bag of potato chips, you're most likely going to eat more than you would if you just had one or two servings in front of you. But if it's in a small container, you don't have any choice, right? That's all you get to eat. So lastly, using a dietary tracking app like MyFitnessPal can help you track your calories, your portions, your macronutrients and micronutrients. Apps like these can also help you kind of set generic goals each day to hit if you want to gain or lose or maintain weight. Now on to tip number three. Know your carbohydrates. Carbohydrates' main purpose in our meals is to provide us with energy. This is the first source of fuel your body goes to unless you're on a keto diet. But that's a whole different video, right? The three main types of carbohydrates are starches, sugars, and fiber. Typically, the more you have of the last one, the better. Now, carbs are interesting because they hit our system differently depending on the source. A great way to learn about these is to go to the USDA food database and check out the amount of carbs, sugars, fiber, etc., in all the vegetables that you eat the most. You may be surprised what you find. We'll go into some examples here in a second, but I also want to make you aware of the glycemic index, or GI first. This teaches us which foods will provide a spike in blood sugar. This is super important to people with diabetes, but it is useful for the rest of us as well. Here are a few examples: green beans versus green peas. I'm sure that many people would think that these would be about the same, but green peas have almost twice as many carbs per serving. One way to remember is that fibrous carbs like artichokes, broccoli, asparagus, cauliflower, spinach, carrots, squash, mushrooms are usually a good way to go. These are generally not going to spike your blood sugar, and they will be low in carbs. Just remember to look up the USDA database and check out the glycemic index on certain types of foods that you regularly consume. So, to summarize the three tips to help you better manage your weight, remember to read your food labels, use portion control, and know your carbs. So, what dietary tips do you use to manage your health and weight? Do you reduce the number of carbs or switch up the types of carbs? Or do you have any other tips for people trying to be healthy while they're stuck at home? I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Also, please let me know what other topics you would like us to cover in the comments below, or hit me up by email or Telegram, as so many of you do. God bless you. Love you. Stay healthy out there, peeps. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.